Erade Kashgeri carefully passes out small pieces of colorful clay to her five young students. Their assignment, Kashgeri explains, is to form the clay into the shapes of letters. The students roll the clay in their small hands, bending it to make the letter A. They compare their results with each other and laugh with excitement. Kashgeri's 3- and 4-year-old students are all Uyghur Americans. They are not learning the letters of English. They are learning Uyghur, a Turkic language spoken by more than 11 million ethnic Uyghurs in Western China. Every Sunday, about 60 young Uyghurs come to Anacare Education in Northern Virginia to study their mother tongue. Ana means mother in the Uyghur language. Kashgeri, who is 24, opened Anacare in 2017 with her mother, Surya. The small school offers language, culture, and Islamic religion classes.
We decided to open an Uyghur school here in Northern Virginia, in Fairfax, Virginia, because it does have one of the largest populations of the diaspora in this area. And it really is a need.
Kashgeri herself was born in China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region and moved with her parents to the United States when she was a child. Xinjiang is a huge resource-rich area in the country's west. It shares a border with 8 countries, including Pakistan, Russia, and Afghanistan. About 11 million Uyghurs live in Xinjiang, which means new frontier in Mandarin Chinese. Like many Uyghurs who live overseas, Kashgeri calls the area East Turkestan. They consider their homeland to be occupied by China. The Uyghur language and culture are closely related to Turkish, Uzbek, Kazakh, and other Turkic groups. Today, Uyghurs use an Arabic-based writing system. In the 2 years since Anacare opened, China has effectively turned Xinjiang into a police state, with block-by-block security checkpoints, spy cameras, and detention centers that China has called re-education camps. China says it is trying to prevent Islamic extremism and separatism among Uyghurs, who are mostly Muslim. It describes the camps as vocational training centers. But rights groups and experts have used phrases like Chinese gulags and concentration camps to describe the Xinjiang camps. Some Uyghur Americans call them brainwashing centers. Experts say more than 1 million people are detained in camps across Xinjiang. Among them are well-known Uyghur cultural leaders, professors, musicians, and writers.
Former detainees have said they were forced to renounce their way of life, religion, and their native language inside the camps. Some have even said that using or studying the Uyghur language was the reason for their detention. Darren Byler is a social scientist and Uyghur specialist at the University of Washington. In a recent piece for the website supchina.com, he wrote that any state employee who speaks Uyghur in public is now considered to be two-faced. This is a charge that has resulted in the detention of hundreds, if not thousands, of Uyghur public figures, Byler wrote. Xinjiang's regional policy states that both Mandarin Chinese and Uyghur are considered official languages. But in cities across the area, the Uyghur language is disappearing. Recorded images show Uyghur words being removed from business and street signs. Observers say bookstores that once offered large collections of Uyghur literature now have zero Uyghur books on their shelves. There have even been reports of large-scale burning of Uyghur books. Recent education restrictions mean that Uyghur children are no longer permitted to study in their mother tongue. Uyghur language teachers in Xinjiang have no one to teach. One Uyghur woman living in the United States told VOA that her sister taught Uyghur literature classes in Xinjiang's public schools for many years. Today, her sister is required to teach the national language, Mandarin Chinese, to detainees inside a camp.
Okay, new task, Irshad. How do I convert this one to P?
You put three dots on the bottom.
Okay, great. So how many of them on the top, how many of them at the bottom?
Two on the top and one on the bottom.
Great.
Back in Northern Virginia, 17-year-old Nadina pays close attention as her teacher goes through another set of letters in Uyghur. Nadina attends Anna Care's weekly class for older students who can speak the language but cannot read it.
I'm trying to learn the Uyghur alphabet and like a lot of other things, speech, pronunciation.
Nadina believes that she and other overseas Uyghurs have a special responsibility to learn their language as best as they can.
Because the Chinese government currently is trying to get rid of our almost existence as a culture and trying to change everyone to make them speak Chinese and not speak our mother tongue anymore. So I think it's very important now that we learn the language and continue on so it never gets erased.
Krishat Bilgin is another Anna Care student. He is 10 years old and in fifth grade. He has been studying Uyghur language and culture for 2 years. He says he feels lucky to be able to study his language.
I come here to learn Uyghur because back in East Turkestan, people are not allowed to learn Uyghur, so I'm lucky I am in the U.S., so I can learn Uyghur.
Nadina and Krishat's teachers at Anna Care did not wish to appear on camera or use their names. Even more than 10,000 kilometers away from China, they do not feel fully safe. Most still have parents or other family back home. They believe that media reports showing them teaching Uyghur in America would put their families in danger. Kashgari says she is extremely grateful for the teacher's language expertise. And she is happy that Anna Care has given them another chance to do what they love.
Our teachers, a lot of them got great education in Uyghur back in East Turkestan. And because of the current climate there, they had to leave. And when they immigrated here, they didn't necessarily have a platform to continue teaching Uyghur. So this has given them an opportunity to continue with their profession.
One Uyghur American mother who wished to not use her name said she brings her two young children to Anna Care each Sunday. She told VOA that what Anna Care education offers its community should not be considered unusual. She said, "The very simple thing about learning our own native language, like many communities in the United States, it's a very normal thing to do. But for us, it's a crime. It's a crime to learn your own language. It's a very political thing, and that's sad. Being a Uyghur is a crime now. I'm Ashley Thompson.
I'm Katie Weaver.